Hey, it's Cappy, and this is Beyond the Plate Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. All right, first up is Chris Young's Combustion Ink Predictive Thermometer. Okay, this thing's crazy. I literally came across it a week ago on Kenji Lopez's Instagram, and it's sitting on my doorstep right now as I speak. Literally, it was just delivered. This thing's a game changer. So I went down the Chris Young rabbit hole. He used to work in the UK in the Fat Ducks experimental kitchen. He worked with Nathan Myhrvold on Modernist Cuisine, which if you're super into food, you know. If you don't worry, but it's pretty cool. And he was a co-founder of Chef Steps. He lives in Seattle. And he develops smart kitchen tools, but not like smart how we think of everyday things in our house, like really smart kitchen tools. So case in point really is this combustion ink predictive thermometer. This thing's out of control. It has 8 sensors running up and down the thermometer, so you get a complete look at what's happening in the food, and you don't have to worry about where you're sticking the thermometer, which is something that I always worry about. This thing goes up to 900 degrees, should you need it to go up to 900 degrees. It's Wi-Fi enabled. You can use this on anything from little individual steaks to a larger roast. And the real catch here is that it pinpoints the slowest heating part of whatever you are sticking it in using all of these sensors, and it tracks the temperature of the item to the center of the item. And he's trademarked this, what he calls predictive engine, where the sensors work with software and they're using physics to predict the timing on when the item will be done. It's really crazy, and I'm likely explaining more than I need to, but the minute I saw this thing, I was so in. It's not cheap compared to other thermometers, I guess, pending what kind of thermometer you are comparing it to. It's a couple $100, but to be honest, I cannot wait to use this thing, and I think it's going to be way worth it. And as always, you can find all of the links and handles to anything I mention in the show notes. Next up is a sauce recipe, because I love sauce, and who doesn't? And I always love a new, simple, delicious sauce recipe. This one happens to be from a newsletter I subscribe to called Deliciously Ella. Deliciously Ella is a food company actually out of the UK, founded by a woman called Ella Mills. Ella has an incredible backstory herself if you look into it. The Deliciously Ella brand was only selling in the UK, and I literally wound up ordering a few boxes of these bars that they make, and was really, really impressed. The company has since grown tremendously and recently made their way to the US, I believe. Anyhow, in one of their recent newsletters, she shared this chili tahini sauce recipe, which kind of caught my eye because it was only a few ingredients that sounded really good together, quite frankly. So last night, actually, I was making some of these brown rice ramen noodles that I get at Costco from Lotus Foods. There's another little tip for you. And I put a variety of sauce on them in the past, but I remembered that I made a note of this Deliciously Ella chili tahini sauce, and I had all the ingredients, so I made it. I'll put the full recipe in the show notes, but long and the short of it is it has tahini, tamari, maple syrup, brown rice vinegar, and chili oil. If you don't have brown rice vinegar, you can likely get away with regular rice vinegar or go to a local Asian market and buy brown rice vinegar because it's delicious. And if you don't have chili oil, well, I put a spoon of my friend Alex and Diego's chili crunch that they make at their restaurant called Temple Street Eatery in Fort Lauderdale. You could probably use sriracha, or if you have chili oil, use it. Next up, this is Cali Restaurant in San Diego. This was an incredible restaurant that I visited on a trip out to San Diego recently. I was out there for a Boys and Girls Club of America summit. A few chefs that I know in Chicago suggested this restaurant to me. The chef owner is a guy named Travis Swikard, S-W-I-K-A-R-D, Swikard, who I was not so familiar with beforehand, but then came to learn he's a Danielle Boulud alum and super talented. This restaurant is really beautiful. It's in the East Village area of San Diego, opened in 2021. It has already received some incredible accolades. It's basically Mediterranean cuisine with hyper seasonal and local ingredients, and chef highlights the farmers, the fishermen, and just other ingredients all around San Diego. I sat at the bar when I was there, had great conversation with the bartender, got a sneak peek at the big open kitchen, and really loved everything I ate. So just want to share a couple highlights for you. Hopefully you're not hungry. The baba ganoush, which I was not going to order because I feel like baba ganoush is baba ganoush and you can get that at a lot of places, but it was fantastic and would for sure order it again. There was a delicious artichoke ravioli, which came with these fresh morel mushrooms and fava beans, and it was also super delicious. I ordered the catch of the day, which I hadn't had any seafood since I was out in San Diego, and I was only there for a short amount of time, so I felt like I needed to order this. And this was a fresh piece of halibut that was caught that morning and coated with this shredded phyllo that created this delicate, crunchy crust. It was so delicious. It was served on top of a tomato butter sauce. That dish was so good. And then for dessert, I had a couple little bites of a Turkish rice pudding that was on the menu with a coffee jam. Highly recommend this restaurant to anyone who may be in the San Diego area. Next up is Southern Smoke Festival in Houston. They recently announced their lineup for the 2025 event, which is on Saturday, October 4th. This event looks amazing. To be candid, I've never been to it still. I'm hoping to get there, but I'm very familiar with Southern Smoke Foundation and its founder, Chris Shepard. It was founded in 2017 by Chris and their executive director, Lindsay Brown. Basically, Southern Smoke Foundation is incredible, and you'll be hearing a lot more about them as time goes on, but they provide access to mental health services through one of their programs called Behind You, as well as emergency relief funding to food and beverage workers across the country who may be facing financial hardship, could be because of a natural disaster, a medical emergency, an accident. Anyhow, they've granted more than $14 million to food and beverage workers. And also since 2020, they provided over 7,400 no-cost counseling sessions for food and beverage workers and their children in various states coast to coast. Anyhow, the event will have more than 85 chefs from all around the country, incredible chefs, beverage professionals, other hospitality workers that all come together to raise funds for emergency relief and mental health support for hospitality workers. If you want to learn more about Southern Smoke or look for tickets to the event, check out southernsmoke.org. And also, if you want to learn more about Chris and how and why Southern Smoke was started, he was our season finale guest on Beyond the Plate in season 8. So there's that. Okay, I recently came across Pocket Coffee when I was reading Gail Simmons' newsletter called The Mouthful. If you don't subscribe to Gail's newsletter, highly recommend it. This was one of multiple things that I literally went to purchase after I read this newsletter. Sounds weird. Here's what it is. Pocket Coffee, it's made by Ferrero brand. It's like this little Chuckles size piece of chocolate. Do you remember the candy Chuckles? Anyhow, there's a little crunch in the chocolate. It's not like liquidy, but it gets a little soft in the middle, and it has the equivalent of one shot of espresso, hence Pocket Coffee. I found these on Amazon, and now I carry a couple of them in my backpack, especially when I'm traveling. If I don't have access to coffee and I need a little pick-me-up, these are great. I was recently sharing more about these with a couple of people I was at a work event, and one of them is a personal trainer to professional athletes, and he was saying how he thought this would be fantastic for them before a workout, possibly. And then someone else I was talking to is a professional cyclist, and she was saying how it would be great before a ride because she wouldn't have to worry about stopping to go to the bathroom. So there's that. Sidebar, bonus, whatever you want to call it. I haven't tried it yet, but I was recently at the National Restaurant Association show in Chicago, and one of my favorite fruit bar brands called That's It, you may have seen them or eat them, they were there, and they gave me this new organic dark chocolate espresso truffle bite that they said has the equivalent of one cup of coffee. So I'm very excited to try that. All right, here's a fun one. Another friend of the pod, Chef Dina Marino. Dina is a private chef for Mr. LeBron James and his family. She launched a beautiful artisan plateware and tabletop collab with a company called Biordi Imports. I may butcher this, but it's called Il Mio Tavolo. Dina has some really good looking stuff on here. If you're looking for some new tabletop pieces, shout out to Dina for this. You could go to biordi.com/collections, type Dina Marino into the search bar, or you can find it on Instagram. Again, I put all the links and handles I mention in the show notes. Another shameless plug, if you want to hear more about Chef Dina Marino and her journey, she also is in season 8, episode 12 of Beyond the Plate. One last thing before I leave you, go sharpen your knives. Find a local store in your community and take them in. It's only a few bucks per knife, and I usually give this PSA on my Instagram around Thanksgiving time, but you should be doing this more than just around Thanksgiving time. Anyway, that's it. If you're a real knife geek, I'm just going to add a little something extra here. Go to the Instagram handle at Seattle Food Geek. It's a guy named Scott Heimendinger, and he has this new project called the Quantified Knife Project. It's out of control. Bonkers. I'm going to put the YouTube link to this video he does in the show notes. Again, this is for like the knife geeks of the world. Scott's the founder of a company called Seattle Ultrasonics, and he used to work at Anova Culinary that makes sous vide equipment. He was at the Modernist Cuisine, some other companies. He also worked at Microsoft. Anyway, I don't even want to spoil it, but this Quantified Knife Project is pretty wild. Thanks for listening to Herd, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you liked this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Herd, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.